Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Sports Horn, the UK's third most listened to sports radio station. 100% punditry.
If anything, he's hit that too well, which is terrible for chess. There's pieces all over the floor.
100% passion.
You're a fraud! You're a f***ing fraud!
100% banter.
I'm squeezing your thigh. Oh, sorry, I've just touched your testicles. Sorry, no, I didn't mean to do that.
All right. 6% news, weather and travel. It all adds up to 360 degrees of the sports news and men's matters that matter to you.
Women's matters matter, and women can be men too.
Girl power.
You're listening to Sports Horn. Horning sport from the rooftops. Sound that horn!
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with me, former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles. Ian Five Ankles.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Wake up with just Ian.
Wake up with just me? Now, I would say that a lot of you have been calling and texting into 75358 to ask where my former colleague and co-presenter Anthony Richardson is, but the truth is that none of you have asked that. But I tell you what, I'm going to tell you anyway. You might remember what happened yesterday. Indeed, who could possibly forget? But just in case, let's have a listen.
Sports Horn Flashback.
I'm Nick Faldo, and this is a Sports Horn Flashback.
Drew Fibonacci has decorated his Le Mans 24-hour car with hearts with the help of ex-offenders from Feltham Young Offenders Institute for Kitty Spink. Why? How did he find this out? This was my thing, and he f***ing done that!
Oh, that's class.
This is overshadowing my giant cheque for Kitty! Well, giant IOU note for Kitty!
I think Anthony's jealous. I think he's seething.
Oh, f*** off, Ian! Whose side are you on? Angelina, who does the travel, she's up above us in a helicopter. It's cheers, Angelina!
Why are you standing for this, Anthony? It's disrespectful.
Exactly! This was my thing for Kitty Spink's heart murmur, Ian. F*** sake! I need to get some air. I need to get f***ing air!
You should do something, Anthony. He's taking the piss. Get back at him.
David James' artistic elephant is in the car park.
She's painted something in the last few moments. Choppers, napalm raining from the sky. It's the Vietnam War.
Elephants never forget.
Oh, I'm back. Ah, oh, and I feel great. You could say I've taken a load off.
Someone's shat on Drew Fibonacci's car.
Sports Horn Flashback. Listen again on our Listen Again app.
And that was the dramatic moment right there. I'm not going to lie. Why would I lie? It shocked me. It shocked me to the core. So Anthony has been sacked herewith, given the red card, not by me. I'm not a referee. I never played the referee game. So we thought here at Sports Horn it would be a bit of fun to get a Premier League ref to give Anthony the red card for us. Here's the clip of that happening.
Hello.
Is that Anthony?
Yeah, speaking. Who's this?
It's David Coote.
Who?
David Coote, the referee.
Who?
Premier League referee, David Coote.
Who?
I'm afraid I'm giving you a red card. It's an early bath for you, son.
And that was the moment. I won't play the rest of the tape. David Coote went through the relevant employment laws with Anthony and performed an exit interview, but it was marred by the fact that Anthony just kept saying, who? But anyway, that's all in the past. It's all in the past. This is the future. We do the future here on this show. Welcome to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit, me, Ian Five Ankles.
And me, former professional footballer and manager turned current pundit, Steve McLaren.
The Ian Five Ankles and Steve McLaren Breakfast Show. Two proper football men. Two wildly different opinions.
I think that should have been a penalty.
Oh, I tend to agree with you there, Ian.
Ian and Steve, sponsored by Orthopaedic Shoes. Orthopaedic Shoes, designed by Aussie our dealers.
Steve McLaren, it's wonderful to share a studio with you. The football knowledge in this room has just doubled, or at least increased by a third.
Oh, it's lovely to be here, Ian. I've planned meticulously for this very moment. Let me start with a joke. Following England is like when your dad says he's popping out to buy cigarettes. He says he's coming home, but he never does.
Yeah, that's top class, Steve. And I'll tell you, you were the dad who did a runner in 2007.
No, I wasn't, no. Scott Carson was the dad who let the ball in the goal against Croatia. I was the mum in tears, trying to bring up a child on my own because of his blatant selfishness. But it's all fun and games, isn't it?
Yeah. Quality joke, Clazza. Yeah, vintage.
Ian and Steve. A laugh a minute.
Sometimes two laughs if I can think of another thing in that minute.
Let's go to the phones. Text or call on 75358. We do love to hear your thoughts.
Oh, we certainly do. Hey, Ian, any news of Jadon Sancho to Spurs?
That's good, Steve. Yep.
I told you I might think of a second funny thing, and I did.
Yep, you certainly did, yeah. Although we did agree it would be just one funny thing. Please don't upstage me. The phones.
Oh, the bells.
Tony is in Crawthorne.
Ian, I need your help.
Hang on a minute, this isn't Tony, this is Anthony.
Ian, please, just listen. Okay, I've been ousted from the Sports Horn offices. My key fob doesn't work in the gate. I got a phone call from, you know, David Coote, the referee.
Who?
David Coote, he's given me, like, a red card. He took a picture of him showing me a red card and WhatsApped to me, and then he spent a long time reading employment law, and then we had an exit interview, which I didn't think was all that necessary, because I'm not leaving, Ian! I'm not leaving! Can you get my key fob sorted? I didn't take a dump on Drew Fibonacci's car, you gotta believe me! Alright, can you just sort it out with reception, get the key fob, and I'll be back in!
Oh, but you did take a dump, didn't you, Anthony? And I heard it was a real stinker.
Who's that?
That's Steve McLaren.
Steve McLaren? You hate Steve McLaren. You wanted him nowhere near your breakfast show, Ian.
Well, he's actually quite good. He did a good joke. He did two, actually.
Oh, the bells.
What's he saying?
That's one of his jokes.
What was that? I'm going to... Listen, I'm going to prove I didn't poo on Drew Fibonacci's car. We can sort this all out. I can be back in. Kitty Spink, if you're listening, Kitty, I didn't do it, all right? I did not do that. I wouldn't do that. Why would I do something so disgusting?
Oh, come on, Ian. Let's just fade him out. Come on. He's not your friend anymore.
I'll prove it, Ian!
What a shame for your friend.
Well, yeah, he never was my friend, Steve. He's not a football man.
You're listening to Ian and Steve on Sports Horn. The time is 7:27. Let's go to Angelina with the travel.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend. And we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy. The Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.
The Ian Five Ankles and Steve McLaren Breakfast Show. They're up at the crack of dawn.
If you'll excuse the odd yawn.
Orthopedic shoes.
The only orthopedic shoes endorsed by me are the Adilev. We'll walk it for Tottenham.
And we're out. Yeah, this is
oh,
good.
It's so good to be in the limelight again, Ian. I haven't felt like this since I won Dancing Managers on Ice at the Guildford Spectrum.
Yeah, I remember that. You beat Roy Hodgson in the final.
Oh, and he did a fabulous dance to I Like to Move It from the film Madagascar. But the judges preferred my routine to Last Ketchup's Ketchup song, which of course became my trademark.
Yeah, what memories, eh? Yeah, I played badminton with Roy Hodgson once.
No, I haven't finished my anecdote, Ian. It's a bit rude. In third place that year was Paul Jewell, who really wowed the crowds with his Starlight Express routine. Then, of course, Carlos Queiroz should have made the semi-finals, but his flies were undone throughout his dance to Kiss the Rain by Billy Myers.
Oh, sorry, Steve, my phone's ringing. Oh, it's Boldy. Boldy! 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 What's up?
Ian, please, you got to help me, please.
Boldy, you're talking weird. Boldy.
It's Anthony, it's not Boldy, it's Anthony.
Anthony, oh, bloody hell, you prick.
All right, a bit harsh.
How did you make Boldy's name come up on my phone? Is this a hack? Is this a deep fake like on the pawns?
No, it's not a deep fake like on the pawns, Ian. I knew you wouldn't answer me, so I've gone round Boldy's house and I've phoned you off his phone.
But you're a civilian. He'll smash you.
Oh, he's fine. I've distracted him by giving him some cardboard boxes. He's building a rocket ship.
Oh, he loves his rocket ships.
Yeah, he's building a big one.
If I know Boldy, I bet it's massive.
Look, Ian. Well, it is massive, yeah. Look, Ian, I've been framed by that bastard Drew Fibonacci. No, I didn't shit on his car. You know I didn't. I drew a cock and balls with the chalk on his tyre. Remember Tim Sherwood's chalk that he gave you and you gave me, and I went and drew it on with his chalk. That was my big act of defiance to knock the smug grin off his fucking face. I wouldn't have had time to do both. Drew shit on his car. Are you mad?
Well, who did then?
Yeah, well, no. I've drawn up a list. So, yeah, no, there are some possibilities.
It sounds to me like you're putting a pin board on a wall and pinning bits of paper into it connected with string.
I'm doing exactly that, Ian. It's just come via Venison Prime. Barry Venison's answer to Amazon Prime. That's where I've got the boxes for Boldy, the empty cardboard boxes.
Wait, you're doing this inside Steve Bold's house? I tell you, he'll get bored of rocket ships, and then what will you do?
I'll cross that bridge when I come to it, Ian. Look, I need a favour. All right, it wasn't an elephant ship. We know that. All right, it wasn't the same species. It's got to have been human. It must have been. I reckon it was one of the young offenders from Feltham that made the love hearts for the car. It's got to be one of them.
Ex-offenders, Anthony. They're rehabilitated.
Bollocks, Ian. One of them had a lapse, clearly. I need you to swab the poo, OK? I'm going to leave some cotton buds. You can swab the poo and then match them with their DNA if you go to Feltham and find out on the register where they've gone after being rehabilitated.
Are you mad? Even if we still had the poo, which we don't, I mean, why would we keep a poo? I'm not swabbing a load of 16-year-old boys. That's nuts.
It's in their DNA, Ian. It's literally in their DNA. They know the chub. And by chub, that's another word for poo.
Is it? Well, give it up. It's not the boys.
Well, in that case, all right, not the boys. We'll cross them out. There's all sorts of plausible explanations it could be.
Look, mate, just stop calling me. Goodbye for good.
No, Ian! No! Ian! No, Ian!
Oh, it's so sad to hear a man descend into public ridicule like that. I can't imagine it myself.
No worries, Steve. Yeah, it's fine. I'm dealing with it. Anthony was okay, but he hadn't played the game at the highest level.
Well, I haven't played the game at the highest level.
Yeah, I'm so glad I found you, Steve. We're back on.
The Ian and Steve Show.
Or Steve and Ian Show. Who's more famous?
but let's just keep it alphabetical, shall we?
For now, Ian, yeah, for now.
Sponsored by Ozzypedics and British Clogs. British Clogs. Why should Dutchmen have all the fun?
Welcome back to Ian and Steve. Texts are coming in to 75358. Bruce from Brickleston says, breath of fresh air having Steve McLaren on the show. Jill from the Isle of Wight says, first time I've listened to the Steve McLaren breakfast show, but my ears, they like what they're hearing. Yeah, I think she's done that in a sort of Italian accent, don't know why. It's actually Ian and Steve's show anyway, Jill.
Ian, oh dear. Do you know what? I think it's time for the weather.
No, I don't think so, Steve. Have a look at the script. It's time for Five Crankles, and this is where I crank call an ex-teammate of mine. Today I'm crank calling John Dahl Thomason.
In Five Ankles, crank calls.
Is that Keith Gillespie? I've run over your cat, mate.
Oh, Ian.
Anyway, the crank is this. I've ordered you a pizza from 10 different delivery companies.
In Five Ankles, crank calls.
No, Ian, no. Actually, I've chatted to Sandra. We've discussed that we're not doing Five Crankles. Instead, we're going to hear from our brand new character, Weather Hog. Yeah. A puppet pig that tells the current weather in a different city I coached or played in.
Steve McLaren's Weather Hog.
It's Shunny in FC20. Oink, oink.
With information from the Met Office.
Does Weather Hog do a different accent for each city?
Well, you'll see. Let's go to Steve McLaren's Weather Hog, who today is telling us what the weather's like in Germany.
Oh, my God. Boldy! It's Boldy! Boldy!
Ian, please don't hang up. Don't hang up.
You again? This is like Five Crankles. Boldy still can't be building a rocket ship.
Space is limitless, Ian.
Even so, he'll get bored and then you'll be for it. Remember when he came at you with an axe in your bathroom?
Arsene Wenger's autobiography. Listen, the young offenders couldn't have shat on Drew's car. They couldn't have done it. It wasn't them. The turd was dropped square on the roof of the car. I've done the maths. Yet the paper hearts were untouched on the side, meaning that no one could have climbed onto the roof to do it because they would have touched the paper hearts. Whoever took that dump did it from a height without touching the car. I need you to look on site, all right, if you got this down, look on site for a stepladder, Ian. A stepladder. Somebody must have carried the stepladder over to the car, hung themselves over during the ad break.
A stepladder?
Yeah, we can check the CCTV. Is there CCTV?
How did someone take a stepladder to Drew Fibonacci's car in broad daylight, set it up during an ad break, then say to 15 young offenders, excuse me, can I just squeeze past you so I can curl one out on the roof of this motor? No, Anthony, no. The only person who could have done it is you. Or an elephant, who, as we know, was busy painting a picture of Vietnam at the time.
The picture?
What about the picture?
Is it still there? Is the picture there?
It's in the car park where they left it, but you're too late. A special VIP guest is coming round to auction it for Kitty Stink's heartstrings after the next break.
I gotta go.
Anthony? Anthony? Boldy, put Boldy on. Boldy, are you there? Hello, Boldy. Hello, are you still making your rocket ship? How many windows? Oh, wow, that sounds like a big one.
Yeah, so the weather in Wolfsburg is raining.
Is that your German accent, Steve?
Well, I think I know what a German accent sounds like, Ian. I worked there for a whole year.
The Steve McLaren Show on Sports On. Wake up with Steve.
Wake up with me.
Hang on a minute.
I'm Terry, and I'm from Leytonstone. I love clogs, but I hate the Dutch. And for years, that meant I couldn't wear my favourite shoes.
He never wore clogs. You could never hear him stomping around loudly on the wood-panelled floors of our house. You wouldn't know where he was three rooms away.
I'd come home and no one would even know. Do you know how humiliating that can be for a British man? That's until I discovered Ball Clogs.
Ball Clogs, the only British clog made of 100% oak.
I stomp around my house all day and hear the deafening wooden reverberations of certified British clogs. The Dutch tried to ban these. The Dutch
tried to ban these.
Now I can hear my husband a whole street away when he's on his way home. It helps, as I'm having an affair, and my lover has plenty of time to escape through the bathroom window.
Ball clogs, British clogs for British men.
Welcome back to Ian and Steve.
The Steve McLaren Breakfast Show.
No, it's Ian and Steve. It's my name first. And we are ready to auction the elephant painting for heartstrings, Kitty Spink's Heart Murmur Charity. Out there in the car park is our celebrity guest auctioneer. Now, we couldn't get Christie's, but we got the next best thing. Former Derby County and Middlesbrough striker Malcolm Christie. Hello, Malcolm.
Hi, Ian. Cheers for having me on. Never done the auction in my life, but more than happy to give it a go. I've brought my own hammer.
And we are so excited to get this elephant's painting of its memories of the Vietnam War to a good home.
And it's a top painting, Ian.
World class?
Not world class, no. But still worth a load of cash.
Malcolm, do you remember me? Steve McLaren?
I do, yeah.
Oh, that's good. I'm pleased about that.
No, sorry, Steve. Butt out. This is my segment.
Well, no, I'm only saying hello to my friend Malcolm Christie.
No, you're not. You're taking over yet another segment. First you come in and took the good chair, then the mug that doesn't taste of tomato soup, and then you made two jokes in a minute instead of the agreed one, and then this weatherhog bullshit.
Ian, I can't help it if you're jealous. We're supposed to be a team on the Steve McLaren Breakfast Show.
Ian and Steve!
Can we get on with the auctioning? I brought my own hammer.
Well, Malcolm Christie knows me too. I played for Derby 2 years before him. I'm a top proper football man.
It's not your fault your career was so forgettable, Ian. Yes, I didn't have the best time as a player myself, but I became a respected coach with nearly 10 unique accents. No wonder you lost your ex-wife, Denise, to Nicky Barmby. Now there was a bowler.
No one talks about Nicky Barmby and Denise like that, apart from me. And also Steve Bold. And also Anthony. Come here, you!
Oh, get off me. Get off me, Ian. No, don't do that.
She's my ex-wife, now current girlfriend. Take that back! Oof, oof, bonk, 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 pow!
Oh, Ian, you're embarrassing yourself. You're ruining an auction in aid of Kitty Spink. She's Nigel Spink's daughter.
Malcolm, do the auction while I have it out with Steve McLaren.
I can't. Auction, lads. Some bloke's just taking me hammer.
Oh, that's a low blow, Steve. That's dirtier than Rod fucking Wallace.
Hello, Ian, can you hear me? It's Anthony. I've stopped the auction. I've taken the hammer from... Sorry, I don't think we met. Malcolm Christie. Oh, right, yeah, Derby County and Middlesbrough. Pleasure to meet you. Class baller. Yeah, we'll chat after this. I've taken the hammer from Malcolm Christie, and it's just what I thought. This isn't a painting of the Vietnam War at all.
What? Hang on, Steve. Stop punching me for 1 second. What are you saying, Anthony?
We thought that the elephant was remembering some flashback from Nam with the helicopter and the napalm. But look closely. That isn't a military helicopter. It's a Robinson R44. It's as British as ball clogs, Ian.
Ball clogs, British as wooden beef.
That's Angelina's helicopter. Angelina who does the travel.
Angelina does the travel.
Angelina who likes her helicopters. But that means... Oh, my God, that's... Not napalm.
No, sorry. That's right, Ian. Case closed.
Wow. So, Anthony has been exonerated. He didn't do the poo on Drew Fibonacci's car. I'm so sorry to have doubted you, Anthony.
Hey, Ian. It's all right. It's water under the bridge. I'm just pleased to have my name cleared. I don't know what this means for Angelina, though, to be honest. I mean, that is quite a big transgression.
Yeah, I reckon she's in big trouble. And who's going to buy this elephant's painting now that it's not Vietnam, but a travel reporter taking a dump from a height of 300 feet? I mean, that's next to worthless, and Kitty Stink's charity will suffer.
I'm going to buy it.
What's that, Clazza?
I'm going to step in and be the hero that Heartstrings deserves. And what's more, Ian, I'm resigning from the Steve McLaren Breakfast Show with immediate effect. You and Anthony have such a good thing going on here. Top show.
World class?
No, not world class. Malcolm Christie, let me start the bidding at £250.
The reserve price is £500.
No, sorry, gents. No, that's too hot for me. I'm out.
Oh, God. We're doomed.
£600.
Who's that?
I'm Angelina, and I do the travel.
You do the travel?
I love helicopters.
Sold!
Well done, Angelina. I don't work in HR, but I'm sure that gesture is good enough to keep your job.
Let's ask David Coote. What do you think, David?
Play on.
Who? And there we have it. Anthony is back at the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
It's like I never left. The time is 7:43. Let's go to touch with the news.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles and non-football man Anthony Richardson.
And we're out. All's well that ends well. Yeah, thanks, Steve.
Ta-ra, lads. Hey, you can have Weatherhog if you like.
Yeah, I will bear that in mind, mate, yeah.
Oh, the phone's ringing. The phone's ringing. Bodie! Bodie! What's up? Was that you want more cardboard? Oh, someone's been a busy builder, haven't they?
Sports Horn is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
More cardboard.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.